FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sarah Mastricola, and welcome back to Retro Rewind. All right, it is 11 a.m., Friday morning, so it's time for music from the 1960s to the 2010s. And this morning is a bit of a bittersweet morning because it's the last day here before spring break. I just had an exam this morning and it was my only class of the day, so now I'm done and I'm feeling great about that. I can go off on break and relax, but at the same time, we are dealing with a bit of a crisis over here, as are most colleges in the U.S. with the whole coronavirus. It's got the country very scared, and a lot of people here, including myself, are, I mean, we can't really help being a little worried about how this whole situation is going to turn out, and it's definitely on the front of everyone's minds. So in the face of what's going on, I hope that I can play some music to make everyone feel better, just relax a little bit, get you guys into a better mood. Yeah, because these songs, I'm not really playing any sad songs. I don't think I ever really do, but anyway, yeah, I just wanted to play some good music to lighten the mood this morning. So, yeah, let's get into it. First, I have two songs from the 1960s, starting with I Know There's an Answer by the Beach Boys from their most popular album, Pet Sounds. And then, the year is 1966. And then after that, I have a song by Jimi Hendrix from 1967, May This Be Love. So, and then I've got, I'm going to do, let's see, we got three songs from the 70s, three songs from the 80s, two from the 90s, two from the 2000s, and two from the 2010s. And I'm really hoping that this is not my last show here, as we are extending our spring break a few weeks. So in the event that we do come back, which I really hope that we do, the radio will be... This show will be postponed until early April. So I hope you really enjoy these songs, and I hope you've enjoyed my show so far. So here is I Know There's an Answer by the Beach Boys.
So many people who think they can do it alone. They isolate their heads and stay in their safety zone.
Nothing can harm me at all. My worries seem so very small, but my waterfall. I can see my rainbow calling me through the misty breeze of my waterfall. Some people say daydream is for all the lazy-minded. As I had you to see me through, I have nothing to lose. Long as I have you, waterfall, don't ever change your ways. Fall with me for a million days.
Jimi Hendrix. All right. Let's see what we've got next. Okay, so yes, some good ones. Let's see. We've got Come and Get Your Love by Redbone from 1973. She's My Baby by Paul McCartney and Wings, 1976. And then we have, is it really, oh, no, sorry, wrong song. That's the Way by Led Zeppelin, one of my favorites, from 1970. Here you go.
Yeah. I say to you tomorrow.
Oops, wrong song started playing. Sorry, here is She's My Baby by Paul McCartney and Wings.
My baby, she comes out at night. She's taking me by surprise. She's my baby. Like gravy down to the last drop. Mopping. Believe me, I ain't lying. She's a woman. She's a lady of the evening tide. When the stars are in the skies, that's the time she changes back into a kitten. Oh, believe me, I ain't lying. She's my baby. She comes out at night. She's taking me by surprise, she's my baby. Like gravy down to the last drop. I keep mopping her up. Yeah, she's my baby. Well, she's a baby in the morning time. When the sleep is in her eyes and the world is waking up, she has arisen. Oh, believe me, I ain't lying. She's a woman. Believe me, I ain't lying. She's my baby. She comes out at night, taking me by surprise. Yes, my baby. Oh, like gravy down to the last drop. I keep mopping it up, yeah. She's my baby.
Why don't you ask? for her. And weren't those tears that filled your eyes? And all the fish that lay in dirty water dying, had they got you hypnotized? And so I say to you that nothing really mattered, and all you do is stand and cry.
Such a great song. The just started playing again. It's such a great song. I grew to like it even more when I heard it in the movie Almost Famous, which I watched over winter break. And if any of you listening have any or any of you listening don't have any plans over break and you're just gonna stay at home, which I mean, I assume most people are doing. But anyway, if you're just staying home watching movies and you love music, or even if you don't and you just wanna watch a good movie, I recommend Almost Famous. Score is really, really awesome, and it's a great movie anyway. So yeah, that song is in there, and yeah. It's a really great song. Here, listening to it on the speakers in the studio reminded me of how much I really love it. Just because, I don't know, like when you listen to music on speakers, it's a different feeling than just listening to it from your phone or your computer or something. It hits differently. So anyway, next I've got three songs from the 1980s. And they are Favorite Shirts, Boy Meets Girl. That's the name of the song, by Haircut 100. And the album is called Pelican West Plus. I just love these names. And that's from 1982. And then I have One on One, which is one of my mom's favorite songs by Daryl Hall and John Oates, from 1982 as well. And then Of course, the Smiths. I love the Smiths from probably my favorite album by them, Louder Than Bombs, from 1987. So those three are my songs from the 1980s, starting with Favorite Shirts by Haircut 100.
Oh,
The Smiths, Hall & Oates, and Haircut 100. Next, from the 1990s, I've got Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette, and that's from 1995. And then playing Ocean Man from 1997 by Ween. This song was in the credits of the SpongeBob movie, and so it was a part of my childhood. That's why I'm playing it, because every time the movie would end, I would remember dancing around my living room with my dad and my sister to this song. So I'm going to play it today. Hopefully that'll lift your spirits in the sort of uneasy mood that's like lingering around campus and just in the U.S. right now. Things are kind of uneasy. Well, things are very uneasy. So I want to play some music to lift our spirits here. So yeah, we're going to be playing Ocean Man. If you're a fan of SpongeBob, I hope that makes you smile. But before that, here's Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Cause I've got one hand.
we go. That was Ocean Man and Hand in My Pocket. Now on to the 2000s. I've got two more songs. Here we go. We have See the World by The Kooks, and that's from 2006. And then 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear, and that is from 2009.
We'll be right back.
we're down to our last two songs. These two are some of my... Oh, sorry about that. I accidentally started the song. These are some of my favorite songs, like my personal favorite songs. And I thought I'd end off the show today before we go on break with some songs that I genuinely love to listen to pretty often. So I've got, if you couldn't already tell by that first like 2 seconds that I accidentally played, it's Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People from 2011, and then ending with Light Upon the Lake by Whitney, another one of my favorite bands from 2016. have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. My name is Sarah Mastricola. This has been Retro Rewind. Thank you so much for listening. I'm wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy spring break. And if you're not a student, then I hope that you stay healthy and just everyone take care of yourselves, enjoy yourselves, and have a great spring. This has been really fun. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the rewind.
You can watch us stress.